The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. It's bad enough that the average unemployment rate in America is stuck at 9%, but it turns out that among young veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the unemployment rate is 26%.
Very frustrating, because it's almost like you get to the point of being like, what's the point, you know? What's the point in even looking for a job anymore? I'm not going to find one.
More after this from Charlie. The National Guard's recruiting videos show soldiers helping disaster victims, deploying to the Middle East, and learning job skills.
So I know I'm helping out here, and that there are plenty of civilian jobs where I can apply my skills I learned in the National Guard.
But Stephanie Anderson, who served with the Oregon National Guard's 41st Infantry Brigade Combat Team, told CBS correspondent Bill Whitaker that protecting convoys in Iraq was easier than finding a job back home.
Do you have any idea how many jobs you've tried to get?
Probably up to 300 now.
So which was harder, the job you had over there or searching for a job over here?
Probably over here.
Almost 3,000 soldiers of the 41st Brigade deployed to Iraq with Stephanie, but today, over a year after returning home, half of them are still unemployed, including Lawrence Burnham.
It's competitive. It's hard. It was so much easier overseas and then come home and not be able to find a job. You get to the point where you're like, well, now where, you know, what am I going to do?
Stephanie Anderson also faced that question, and she's come to a decision. If the private sector won't give her a job, she'll stick with the military.
And that's why my choice is to go active duty, so that I can just kind of have a permanent job and make a career out of the military.
That may not be easy either, because with the lousy private job market, the military has more than met its recruiting goals, and in some cases, there are waiting lists. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 5th, 2011.